There is often a story told of St. Francis of Assisi and an encounter with a leper. I've seen many different versions. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. The stories might be different, but the lessons are the same. Francis, as most people at that time, had a fear of lepers. When they would hear the bells that lepers were required to ring to alert others of their presence, they would often run in the opposite direction. So did Francis. One day, Francis had an encounter with a leper and experienced a change of heart. As Thomas of Celano wrote in his biography of Francis, Remembrance of the Desires of a Soul, among all the awful miseries of this world, Francis had a natural horror of lepers, and one day he was riding his horse near Assisi and met a leper on the road. He felt terrified and revolted, but not wanting to transgress God's command and break the sacrament of his word, he dismounted from his horse and ran to kiss him. As the leper stretched out his hand expecting something, he received both money and a kiss. Francis immediately mounted his horse, and all the field was wide open without any obstructions. When he looked around, he could not see the leper anywhere. As with Luke's account of the road to Emmaus, many conclude that this leper was indeed Jesus. Francis's encounter began his ministry to lepers near Assisi. Francis learned that lepers, too, were children of God. For me, the lesson is that we often shun people that are different, those that society rejects. We stay in our safe little world, assuming that it's someone else's problem. So who are the lepers of today? Who are the voiceless, ignored, and forgotten among us? Who does society reject? And more importantly, what should we as Christians do about it? The mentally ill, those with physical deformities, those with intellectual disabilities are often ignored, avoided, marginalized, and forgotten. They are the lepers of today. We treat the homeless, the drug addicted, the unemployed, food stamp, and welfare recipients with the same disdain. They are the lepers of today. The unborn, the elderly suffering from Alzheimer's and dementia are voiceless as we place convenience ahead of the love of these children of God. They are the lepers of today. As Francis's namesake and our current Pope Francis has said, we may need to get dirty. We need to take our faith to these children of God. Every day as I exit the freeway on my way to work, I usually encounter a homeless person, panhandling for money as motorists wait for the light to change. Occasionally, when the timing is right and I have some cash handy, I'll roll down the window and hand the homeless person money. It may be a good deed, but it never feels right. A few weeks ago, with temperatures in the single digits, I was amazed that a young woman was begging for money. As I reached the top of the ramp, I could see that she was shivering from the freezing cold. I was moved to roll down the window. "You're going to get frostbite," I yelled as she approached me. "I'm so cold, and as soon as I can get money for bus fare, I'm returning to the shelter," she replied. At that moment, I did something I hadn't done before. "What's your name?" I inquired. "Amanda," she replied as she broke into a huge frozen smile. "Amanda, I'd be happy to drive you to the bus stop and give you bus fare." She agreed. As we drove the few blocks to the bus stop, she warmed herself in the car. And as we waited to spot the bus, Amanda shared her story. Amanda was begging for money for her three children, a single mom who lost her job, home, and husband, in the span of a few months. I gave her money for bus fare and enough to help her and the kids for a few days. As she spotted the bus and opened the door to get out of the car, she looked at me and said, "You're the first person to call me by my name in a long time." It felt really good. "Can I ask your name?" "Tony," I replied. As she closed the door, she said, "Thank you, Tony. God bless you." "God bless you and your kids too, Amanda. This time, my good deed felt right. So what can we do? When you're tempted to turn away from a person in need or a person that doesn't look like you, try turning towards them instead. Smile. Look them in the eye and offer a good morning. You might just be surprised at how they might light up and smile back. To be truly pro-life, we must stand up for all life from conception to the grave. And this means the homeless, mentally ill, physically handicapped, and those who don't share our lifestyle, sexual orientation, or religion. To quote Pastor Rick Warren, we can walk hand in hand without seeing eye to eye. And don't forget and don't be afraid to get dirty and speak up for those who are forgotten, marginalized, and ignored who have no voice. Let's let Francis be our example and serve those who are treated like lepers that Francis served and Jesus healed. We can do this. This is Tony Agnese.